Sound Advice continues here on Business Radio 1300 KKOL.
I'm Susan Michaels.
And I'm Rick O'Brien, and this is Sound Advice.
And today we're talking with Nicolette Vau, who is an interior architect and a professional organizer. We've been talking about what you have done to people's homes, and making them more organized and kind of redesigning certain rooms. We had the extreme makeover of a storage room into a small bedroom.
Now, you have some of these on your website, right, that people
yes,
can look
correct.
At some of the... All right. Well, before we go any further, why don't we give out the website, and then we'll continue on and talk about maybe what people can see on the website. Yeah. What's your website address?
My website is called nibio.net. That is spelled N-I-B-I-O.
N-I-B-I-O.net.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay. And there are some wonderful projects she's done on there. You'll enjoy it. So, but right now, we were talking about homes and how you help people in their homes. What about businesses, restaurants, you know, small boutiques? Yeah. How can you help people like that?
Yeah. Well, I've done already some commercial properties. I've worked for a therapist who had a really small office. It was only 148 square foot, kind of like in a triangle shape.
And she helped people with claustrophobia.
kind of. There was the therapist said, well, I really want you to take a look at my office. Yeah. It's not feeling right. My patients are kind of like nervous and they won't come down. I said, well, you know, let me take a look at it. I'm from Amsterdam. I'm used to small spaces. Mm. I'm a magician when it comes to small spaces. So let me take a look. And I did. So we moved some furniture around. We put the recliner on the other side. And all of a sudden, when you walked into the room, the recliner was there. So the patient or the client was central in the room. And that made all the changes in the
just
world.
Just repositioning where people are. Huh?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Huh. Yeah. And we changed the art. The art was kind of from the building. It came with the rent of the room. We got rid of that because that had nothing to do with her work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was more distracting. I worked for a lawyer. She had like converted like an additional garage into her home office, but it still stayed the art studio. And I said, well, this won't happen anymore. So we changed that around. That project is also on my website. And now she has a legal assistant there who comes in every other day. She can meet clients. She can see clients there. And for restaurants, sometimes restaurant owners, they take over a restaurant. And, it's, you know, the clientele is there. The people are there. But it just doesn't. There's something missing.
Okay.
And they can't really lay their finger on it.
This isn't them or something.
It's not just them. They took over, but somehow it's not working.
And maybe the food's good.
The food is great.
Yeah.
The food is maybe even better. But so I will come in and help them and maybe rearrange some of the tables or have an accent color on the wall or change the ambience just a little bit.
Hmm.
That will do so much. And there are so many benefits because people will stay longer, they come more, they will maybe get another drink, they will bring their friends, maybe have business meetings there. So there are a lot of benefits when a space feels nice, it feels comfortable to them.
Now, if there's a business like a restaurant or something, says, you know, something's bothering me about this.
Yeah.
Could somebody call you and say, hey,
please.
And then you come and look and say, there's a...
Yes,
okay.
And I've got packages for them where we can sit down and say, well, this is what we can do or that we...
Now, you said something about Amsterdam having small space.
Yes.
Is that more of a cultural type of thing in Amsterdam? Everything's kind of in little rooms?
Well, we don't have a lot of room in our country.
Okay.
Our country is not as big. Yeah, you can. Yeah.
So there, the rooms are smaller than they are here, huh?
Oh, the houses are smaller.
Oh, really?
Yeah. My bathroom in my current house is bigger than the house we had in Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's just my master bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah. So compared to New York, where everything is really small.
And you mentioned color.
Yes.
How much of a difference can just changing a color make, whether it's a home or a business?
It can make all the difference in the world. Sometimes you just step into a room and you think it all seems kind of like the same. It's kind of blah. And if you just change the color or just have an accent wall, art would look way better. You feel there's something changed. The energy is changing in the room. It might be a little bit lighter. It might be more darker while you think it's more it makes it more sophisticated. When you have really high ceilings, you can make them darker so they would come down, or okay. you can make them lighter where everything is brighter and comes up.
So I would imagine for a small room, if you do the white ceiling, it's going to make it feel
correct.
Open.
Yeah.
Okay. And when you go in to help people with organizing and with, you know, other changes they might yeah. want to make, do you always bring up color along with that as well?
Not always. Sometimes it's just when you change the furniture and they are rid of the clutter, mm-hmm. all of a sudden you find beautiful walls.
Okay. Yeah. That's yeah, true.
There is a wall back there, isn't there?
Yeah. Yeah. So last month I did a double home office. So the husband and the wife were both working there, and he had claimed.
Was it the same type business or totally different businesses?
No, different businesses.
Different businesses.
Okay. Yeah, and he had claimed the window, and she was kind of like sitting in front of the door, and that just didn't work. And
they drew a line. Yeah, this is my side. You'd be on that side.
Kind of. So I moved both desks in front of the window, and all of a sudden we had these beautiful light gray blue walls, and it totally changed. And then his first response said, "We're gonna make this an office for the two of us. We're going to get rid of all those drawings of the kids." And I said, "That's good, because I've got a great app for that as well." So that changed into a totally productive surrounding for them.
Okay. So now, do you have people who call you strictly for a color change, or does it usually wrap around something other project that you're doing with them?
Most of the time it comes with a project, but yeah. I do some color advices too. I work with a lot of realtors who say, "Hey, my clients are moving in. We have the last inspection. Can you please come and do some color advice like tonight or tomorrow night?"
Okay.
Because that's the time frame. And then I got two big suitcases with all my paint swatches. Uh-huh. And we go through the house and say, "Okay, this is the color schemes we're going to work with."
Mm-hmm. You mentioned, I think before we went on the air, about people that sometimes they move to a new place and it doesn't feel right because they need their old colors.
Yeah, I had that. I had that with a couple today. He always had set his eye on a particular house in a particular neighborhood, and that came up for sale. And by the time she moved in, she said, "I don't feel at home. I kind of hate this house. Can you please come back and do all the color schemes, because this house needs to feel like our old home?" Yeah.
Okay. So just to make that comfort for them.
Yeah, and some colors just work great. Some people say, "Oh, green is my power color," and they love everything with green. And
Yeah. So we talked about the extreme project.
Yes.
Do you have other success stories you can tell us about?
I have a lot of success stories.
I figured so.
Last year alone, I did 20 home offices.
Twenty
home offices, so that are female entrepreneurs who work at home and somehow can do productive work, because bookcases are missing, the layout of the room is wrong, the colors are wrong. So I work with 20 at people at home having their own office.
Okay. Now, what about, I know we had a nephew, or have a nephew, when he was younger, which actually brothers, you walk into their room and the stuff on the floor like came up halfway up your leg.
Yeah.
What can you do about something like that?
Yeah. Well, what we...
Give them a shovel.
Give them a shovel. A big trash bag.
There you go.
Bribe them with, "If we sell everything on eBay, you'll get to keep it."
That's right.
You know, most of the time, I think teaching your kids when they're really young, teach them to put things back. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's a cultural differences, but in our country, our spaces are so small. You have to put it back.
Right.
Of course, you can play on the carpet, but when it's time to eat, it needs to be put away. Otherwise, we can walk there. I think you should, especially with kids, you should start at a young age to learn.
Yeah, I was going to say, so if it's a situation like that, there's not a whole lot you can do to declutter for them until they learn how to make sure it's picked up again.
Yes.
Otherwise, it's going to get cluttered again in the next week.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, but it also comes with rewarding. And what I most of the time do, we get a different kind of crate. So this one is for Legos. Sure. This is for puzzles. This is for your cars.
Whatever it is.
And just learn them a system. And, you know, kids often want to please their parents, uh-huh. like picking everything up.
Uh-huh.
It's setting up systems
okay.
For kids to maintain.
All right, well, let's give out that website once again. Your website is
www.nibio.net.
NIBIO.net.
Correct.
Okay.
All right.
Is there a phone number people can call you at?
Yes, 425-449-2028.
Okay.
All right. Nicolette, thank you so much for being with us today on Sound Advice.
Well, thank you so much for having me over. It was an awesome experience.
You've been listening to another edition of Sound Advice. The opinions expressed on the preceding program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of this station. Hear from your Sound Advice team here on Business Radio 1300 KKOL.